Welcome to the October 14 MSF Frontline Reports podcast. Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation. I'm Corinne Baker. This week, the challenges of providing humanitarian aid in Somalia. This is the first of two episodes focused on the crisis in that country. Next week's episode will address MSF's medical priorities in Somalia, particularly the battle to break the deadly cycle of malnutrition and measles. But first, meet Fatima. She is 26 and has five children, including her two-year-old son, Muawiyah. The family comes from the Kuntawari district in the Lower Shabelle region in southern Somalia. But now they are living in a camp in the Tale district of the capital, Mogadishu.
We left there when all our livestock died due to the drought. We had no crops in the farm. We had no water to drink. I brought Muawiyah here because he was sick. He has been vomiting and had diarrhea for 8 days. He was also not eating. Then the MSF outreach team came. They said, "Your child is malnourished. Are you ready to take him to the hospital? He will be treated." Here they feed him well. Kuntawari is where my home is, but for now, there is nothing there. We only have empty land. What will you get from a bare land? Will you eat it?
Fatima is one of the many Somalis who have been left with no option but to leave home and head to Mogadishu in hopes of finding food, water, safety and medical care. She has joined tens of thousands of people who are taking refuge in the makeshift camps that have sprung up in and around this bullet-riddled city. Malnutrition is always an issue in parts of East Africa, but the situation in South and Central Somalia is exceptionally bad. Drought, failed harvests, dead livestock and spikes in food prices have had a far greater impact in this region than anywhere else. People were already dangerously vulnerable to medical crises. Years of conflict has gutted the public healthcare system and most of the country's infrastructure, and at the same time, severely restricted the ability of international aid organisations to provide services. And now, people have largely been left to fend for themselves, isolated in the middle of the brutal conflict between the transitional federal government, which is backed by Western powers and supported by troops from the African Union, and armed opposition groups, especially Al-Shabaab. MSF is one of the largest health providers in the south-central part of Somalia, where teams have worked since 1991. It has long been a place where the humanitarian needs seem endless. It is also one of the most difficult places to work. Despite many challenges, MSF teams are currently running 13 medical nutritional programs throughout South and Central Somalia and providing more than 5,000 malnourished children with therapeutic foods. Recently, MSF has been able to expand its activities in the Mogadishu area somewhat, opening 4 new projects to assist people in displacement camps there. But the intricacies of clan rivalries, the absence of an effective government, and general insecurity make it very difficult to reach the level of assistance that is needed. Joachim Delville is head of mission for Somalia. He says MSF's limited access, even in Mogadishu, means there are many people in need that the teams cannot reach.
Well, we've heard a lot of dramatic reports on the situation, and surely from what we're seeing in our health facilities and our nutrition centres is clearly a crisis. However, it is still a concern that we are only accessing pockets of areas, IDP settlements within Mogadishu. We still miss a global overview and being able to know exactly where are all the IDP settlements and are we perhaps missing out on any more alarming situation. There are areas today which we would very much like to access, but for these security concerns, we have our own analysis saying that we can't go there.
Outside the capital, in the epicentre of the crisis in the south central area, the situation is even more acute and the access even more limited. Dr. Unika Unakara, MSF's international president, recently visited the country.
So there's a smattering of services, but I still feel that we are sort of working around the edges. We are not really able to get to places where people are suffering, so we are providing assistance to people who are able to make it out. And we know that many of the people from that area have not been able to come out, perhaps because they are weak and perhaps they have no choice but to stay.
Because it's so difficult to carry out independent assessments, MSF must rely on accounts from people who have made it to Mogadishu or from refugees who have crossed into Ethiopia and Kenya, where MSF is working in several camps. Dr. Kuunakara says that this is the major challenge for humanitarian aid groups.
I think The biggest problem today in Somalia is access. The ability for an organization to go in and to do carry out independent assessments and then provide appropriate services based on that assessment. This is absolutely important if we are to deal with the crisis head on. And that is not happening in Somalia at the moment.
He says that MSF's ability to work in Somalia has been built on constant, complex negotiations with local communities, authorities, and various armed groups. These negotiations affect all aspects of what MSF does, and they determine the team's ability to do anything.
There are deep-rooted, historical clan conflicts that need to be negotiated. So even a simple process like hiring a car or even hiring a nurse or a doctor to work in a particular in a certain program becomes a huge exercise in negotiation and balancing clan considerations, loyalties, etc. We need a lot of patience and a lot of perseverance and continue with negotiations, continue with reaching out to different actors, to reaching out to the various clans and to reaching out to the people to be able to address this crisis.
So why is access so difficult? According to Dr. Kuunakara, everybody is pointing at armed opposition groups. But, he says, part of the issue is also the international community's agenda in Somalia in recent years, a time when the country has had no real effective government of its own. Over the last decade, while various domestic groups have fought for control of the country, humanitarian assistance has been provided by actors with political interests, often subordinate to, or even in the service of, political objectives, related primarily to security and counter-terrorism. This assistance has been heavily channeled towards areas that are under the control of one side of the conflict, but has been unavailable to people living in areas that are under the control of the other side.
And this makes certain armed actors very suspicious of the motives of humanitarian actors. As a result, access has been greatly limited, and the ability of humanitarian actors to provide assistance to people in different parts of Somalia has been limited. And that's a reality that we've been living with for a while. And in this crisis that has been more pronounced, where we are not able to get the kind of access we need to South Central Somalia.
Years of manipulation and misuse of humanitarianism have had an impact. Many other international organisations have either left the country or reverted to channelling aid through local partners. Communities and armed groups with whom MSF must negotiate for access have little reason to trust the thinly worn principles of independence, impartiality and neutrality. But for MSF, they are essential to being able to work in Somalia.
They need to know that our agenda is strictly humanitarian and it has not been politicized by accepting money from a donor government that might impose some sort of restrictions on the way we provide services or that might try to impose their agenda on us. Independence as a way to build trust is very important. It takes on a significance that can mean life and death for the people in some of the places where we work.
MSF relies solely on private donations to fund all its work inside Somalia. Therefore, the need to build trust extends beyond the communities MSF is helping there, according to Dr. Kuunakara. He says the general public and donors around the world deserve honesty from aid organisations in terms of what is possible and what is simply not feasible in Somalia right now.
I think donors need to engage in whatever is going on in Somalia. They are being extremely generous. They are giving a lot of money. But I think they also need to know that the problem is problem can't be solved by just money alone. Donations are welcome and it's absolutely needed. But there is a real problem of access, and money alone is not going to help us get to the people who are really suffering in some parts of Somalia. So this is a clear challenge. We do not have access to large parts of the country, and people need to know that. Second, in the way we communicate to the public, we need to be open, we need to be transparent about these challenges, and people need to know just because they give money does not mean that the suddenly all of the people in Somalia are going to be eating well, and they're going to kind of get over this crisis in a very short period of time.
Aid organisations are trying very hard to provide assistance to populations in need in Somalia, he says. But the simplistic way in which the situation has been portrayed is problematic and possibly detrimental to the humanitarian sector over the longer term.
It goes to the integrity of organisations, I believe. But I think it will help over the long run to build credibility among humanitarian organisations as a sector that people can actually trust in, and people can believe that the humanitarian agencies will very honestly convey what they are seeing to the people, and not in simplistic terms.
Join us for next week's episode, when we'll look more closely at MSF's projects in Somalia and the battle to break the deadly cycle of malnutrition and measles. If you would like to learn more about MSF's work assisting Somalis, please visit somali.msf.org. Please send any comments and questions for the podcast to msfpodcast@msf.org. MSF is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation that delivers emergency assistance to people affected by wars, epidemics, and natural or man-made disasters in more than 60 countries around the world.